However, that is inadequate. Since Shir Bada ended, many an official who heads a province or a municipality has committed crimes in spite of and contrary to admonitions. Such an official may restrain himself when the central authority's inspectors are on his turf, but he will be as corrupt as he has been once they leave. Such a high-ranking official is often caught when those inspectors give him a back thrust. One may say, never over the past 4 years has the Central Commission for Discipline Inspection, CCDI, or the Central Authorities Group of Inspectors been soft or merciful to any corrupt officials. However, because there is now a high degree of power market integration on the mainland, demons called greed often manage to induce frail souls to break flimsy rules. Things are not yet actually such that no officials dare to be corrupt, and efforts have yet to be directed at making it impossible or undesirable to be corrupt. Therefore, intra-party supervision is inadequate. It is necessary to use two anti-corruption means that have proved effective in other places: public supervision and the policy of leaving everything in the sun. The authorities should allow the public to supervise them so that officials can hardly shield one another. We believe that with the people's help, high-ranking officials can exorcise demons called greed from their souls. If they manage to do so, the CCDI will have much less to do.